Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we overheard that the Purple Ninjas started zapping each other and rolling around on the carpet all fluffy, and then Steve passed out, and yes, some wildness happened, but it gave them some idea about controlling electricity through static. I'm not sure if that's something we should be concerned about, but let's see what happens next. Mr. Jim and Ava were flying their jetpacks over to Jayden's house to invite him over for a smoothie. Hopefully that would cheer him up after losing the checkers championship to Ava earlier that day at school. Ava was the first to arrive and knocked on the door. "Ava, what are you doing here?" "And Mr. Jim?" said Jayden. "Hey, we felt like getting a smoothie and wanted to invite you along. Come on, grab your stuff. We can get going." Thanks, but I'll pass." "Jayden, maybe you didn't hear me. I said, we're going to get smoothies." "Yeah, I heard you, and I appreciate the thought, but I'm busy." "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm playing checkers with my dad, and he's teaching me some pretty good moves, so I'll be ready for you next time." "Oh yeah, Jayden? You haven't even seen my torpedo move." "What's a torpedo move?" said Jayden. "It doesn't matter. I'll be ready." "Hey, Jayden, sounds like you're having a good time in there with your dad. How about we grab you and your dad a smoothie and drop it off later?"
"That sounds amazing,"
said Jayden. "Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon." Jayden closed the door and Ava turned around towards Mr. Jim. "I think Jayden will be okay, Ava."
"I guess so," said Ava. "Now I'm a little worried what kind of moves his dad is teaching him."
"Yeah, Ava, you're probably going to need to practice as well. I've heard stories about Jayden's dad. I think he's pretty good at checkers. But come on, let's go grab the smoothies."
"Okay, but wait, Mr. Jim, are you serious about his dad?"
"Mr. Jim, wait up. Wait, how good is he?"
Meanwhile, high up in the clouds is Dr. Stinky Breath's purple stinky blimp lab. Since this was on the move, it means that they must be up to their next evil plan. Let's see what's going on inside of that blimp.
"Hey, Steve, be careful with that."
"Why? What's gonna happen?"
Whoa. Don't spray it in here. Just put it down."
"Okay, but what's the big deal about it anyway?"
"This is the Super Zapper 2000, of course. You know, well, the thing we've been working on all day."
"Yeah, I remember the big machine and stuff, but I think my brain might be still buzzing from that one big shock earlier."
"Okay, well, this bottle is full of positively charged electrons. When we spray it, it creates an electron imbalance."
"Oh yeah, but let's pretend you were explaining that to, you know, to someone who didn't have any clue what you were talking about. Hypothetically, what is that bottle?"
"Oh, Steve, wherever you spray this, it makes it super staticky."
"Wow. Oh, then maybe we should call it the Super Zapper or something."
"That's exactly what it's already called."
"Oh, good. Thanks for using my idea."
"That's what it was called already. Oh, never mind. Anyways, the boss wants us to start spraying this out the blimp window down below. You know, once people start seeing how zappy it gets when you walk around, nobody will want to leave their home."
"But then if everyone stays in their house, who's going to stop us from taking over the world?"
"You're exactly right, Steve. It'll be that easy."
"Oh boy, the boss is going to love this."
Mr. Jim and Ava arrived at the smoothie truck in downtown and ordered a round of smoothies for themselves and two for Jaden and his dad. But while they were waiting for their order, Ava saw the blimp fly right above them. Mr. Jim, did you see that? Sorry, Ava. No, what happened? I just saw the purple blimp up there and... Wait, what's all that sparkly stuff falling down from the clouds? Is it snowing? No, Ava, it's definitely not snow. Wait, Ava, your hair!
What's wrong with my hair?
Shouted Ava.
It's standing straight up.
Ow! Someone walking down the street screamed as they pushed the button at the crosswalk.
Ouch! That thing zapped me!
Ow! Screamed one of the smoothie makers.
Wait, Mr. Jim, what is going on? Why is everyone screaming?
I don't know, Ava, but I kind of feel weird too, like very staticky.
Ava took only a few steps and stopped when she felt her hair rise even higher. Every step she took, she felt a tiny little zap getting bigger and bigger.
Mr. Jim, I think we should call Jaden. Maybe he can try and get us out of here. I feel like something bad's about to happen.
Just don't move.
Shh. Jaden, are you there?
Hey, I'm here and I'm ready to checker battle again. When are you guys gonna bring the smoothies?
Well, we kinda have a problem now.
Oh no, are they out of my favorite smoothie?
No, it's way worse than that, Jaden.
We just saw a bunch of sparkly stuff come out of the blimp and now Mr. Jim and I can't move without getting super zapped.
Super zapped? That's weird. Can't you just fly out of there with your jetpacks?
No, I think if we touch anything metal, it'll be like a serious zapping.
Mr. Jim grabbed the walkie-talkie and said,
"We really need your help, Jaden. I don't know what to do."
All right. Hang tight, gang. I'll get started on the plan. Over and out.
Oh, no! Looks like Dr. Stinky Breath's plan is actually working! Nobody can move without getting zapped!
How in the world is that possible? Is there any way Jaden's gonna save them?
I'm not sure. We're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Wow, looks like we're already back to the show.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Harrison from Minnesota, Andy from Virginia, Miles from Maine, Rocky from Portland, Oregon, Jonathan from Illinois, and Arthur from Harrisonburg, Virginia. I'm so glad that you're all on our Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you all have a super duper day, and this is HQ Over and Out.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.